Hello, everybody. This is Carsten Lay from Asia PMO with a new episode of our podcast, Transform Your Organization. Today, we have Ina Han, founder of New Bloom Consulting and Coaching in Singapore. Hello, Ina. How are you?
Hi, Carsten. I'm great. Thank you for inviting me for here today.
Yes. Can you speak a little bit up, please? No problem. Can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Ina Han. I'm the founder of New Bloom Consulting and Coaching. I'm a former HR VP at Nike, where I have worked for 10 years. Now I'm working as HR consultant and career coach to work with organizations and help working professionals to find their authentic career path with clarity and confidence.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I saw already a lot of your work. We met on amazing events in Singapore. Thank you for that. Yeah. So in our podcast, we normally speak about transformation challenges in organizations. And as you do HR consulting and personal coaching, where do you see people personally struggle and where do you see challenging when they face transformations in their companies?
Yes, all the time. All the organization we call one thing not change is change. So from my experience and in the organization, I do see that three key struggle and challenges. First is uncertainty, because transformation means that we don't have all the answer ready. And it's very common that feel uncertain from that what will happen. And what's the impact on me? What's the impact of my work? So I think that's where people will start to be anxious about all these transformation and changes. And then following next, the struggle that will impact people is the fear of failure. Again, the uncertainty is coming from no answer. It could be successful. It could be not successful. And again, it's connected to everyone's job and the role. So that coming from everyone's fear. And finally, from the organization's perspective, which there's a significant challenge through a transformation, is that all this uncertainty, anxiety, and fear of failure impact directly to employees' engagement. So people will definitely lose their engagement and not performing at the best, or even not performing as usual. So people start to talk about that, you know what, I cannot focus on the work, I'm waiting for what will going to happen. So I think these are challenges from individual employees and also from organizations, how they need to focus on.
Yeah, I think especially the uncertainty part, right? I mean, people always speak about a safe environment. People leave companies because of safe environment. So how can you get organizations or managers ready for that?
Yes, that's a good point. Uncertainty is everything where the transformation starts. So you can have all the answers ready, but most often that's not the case. We actually evolve on the way. We have a plan, but we will evolve. I think how managers and staff can be ready, for me, from the HR VP's experience, I think it's the key communication. It's an open communication. There should be an open communication channel where managers and employees need to stay connected to share that why this is going to happen and what does this mean to them, so that this communication will help actually help employees to have more growth mindset rather than fears and to be on board to the organization's transformation plan rather than separate them from the organization and see this as a something that negative thing, or there will be a significant impact on them. And also one thing to me is very, very important is employees' skill development. So when an organization or even a function do a transformation, people will feel more engaged and more safe faith if they have been communicated the purpose and objective of this transformation. At the same time, the organization and the manager provide some tools and opportunities to develop the employee skill to be aligned with the future organization transformation direction. It will give a lot of security and let people feel like, oh, I am part of this transformation. I am getting support to be ready for the future work. So that is the key and very essential for managers and staff to be ready for.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for us also, communication and transparency is key when we run transformation projects with companies, right? Now, can you give us an example when you coach somebody or from your personal background, what would you advise people? So what was the situation? What was the transformation? And what did you advise or how did the coaches come up with solutions?
Yes, in my experience, actually, a lot of organization transformations and business transformation. One thing that I remember very clearly and it's so memorable is that it is not even one time of transformation, it is a multi-year transformation and it's a long journey, more than 2 years. At that time, how we define this is a successful transformation is that from the very beginning, we started a conversation to the existing teammates. Hey, this is what is our vision, this is our purpose. We are shifting a new way of doing things. And there are this skill set is something new, but it is a key skill that we required for the future of the organization. So that we start to develop the skills while we're developing our transformation plan at the same time. And then we do the assessment for the employees and also the leaders. So we make sure our existing employees are on the same page of the transformation.
Okay, I understand, but you have to
Yes.
tell us what was the transformation about. We need a real example. So what was the story? What did you
Okay.
transform? Which skills? Okay, please.
Okay, sorry. I have those kind of confidentiality might be still inside of me, but yes, I got it. We did a transformation from the way that we work at I'm not sure where I can disclose the framework, the way that how we work, this is totally changed. From in the past, it's more like manual work. Then we shifted to everything is digital. So it scared people. I say, okay, I'm not a digital person. I'm not a AI person. I'm a kind of a very engineering person. And now you are expecting me to do something strategic thinking and then digitalization and a lot of new requirements. So that's the shift, the biggest shift that we're moving. The business, how we deliver the business, the framework, the tool has been changed. And again, what I emphasize here is that it impacted what the skill set needed from the people.
So
So
what skills had to change? So what skills did they had previously and were probably not enough? And what were the skills they had to learn?
yes, the data analytics skill is one of the very key changes. And another change is the communication skill. So in the past, engineers and some of the functional employees, they don't actually feel that communication is something their requirement, key competency. But through the business model change, your influencing skill and negotiation skill and storytelling skill, how to tell a compelling story, even through a pitch deck, is becoming very significant, the key skill. And the last skill that we identified would be a gap is the strategic thinking. In the past, the strategic thinking and enterprise thinking is we require from the leadership level. But as we shift the business model in new days, new way of working, we require all the employees to keep a certain level of strategic thinking and connect the dots in what they are doing into contributing to biggest the object, organization object. So these are the skills that in the past people doesn't feel I really need it. I have my expertise in what I'm doing enough. But this is more the competency skills that we require for everyone to equip in order to deliver the work to contribute to the organization's success. So that's the key shift that I faced.
Yeah, we see that also, and I fully agree with that. We see that a lot nowadays, especially as we do agile transformation and more projectized work in companies, more on the hard skill side, not so much on the coaching side like you. And we see that a lot of people are not ready to think outside their department or to think about goals from the company, rather their little KPIs here and there, right?
That's right.
Shifting the conversation a bit, I know you have a lot of clients who probably want to transform also in their careers, not in the organization itself. They are probably don't feel they have enough challenges anymore, or they wanna grow somewhere else. What do you advise them normally, and how do you build up your coaching there?
Yes, that's true. Everyone come to me, the client that come to me, they already bring a certain of action plan. I want to do something. I want to jump a job. I want to change the function. I want to do something. From my perspective as a coach and a consultant and HR expert, I do see what I want to do is an action plan. But what's missing from most of my client is what? So what's the purpose? And the clarity is missing about why they want to change the job and what's the key purpose of change of function or going to a course even. So I start to ask all these powerful questions to bring that clarity, what they really want, before they want to say, oh, I don't have enough challenges. Challenge for me again is an action plan. It's part of the action plan. It's not even everything matters about your development. So I take a pause and put them back to the fundamental question, what's the purpose here? And then we move to once we clarified and have that very clear objective and purpose, then we start to think about, so what's the right development opportunity? What's the how that most suitable for your objective and the purpose? So then it comes to a conversation. Is it really missing a challenges, or is it you perform in existing work, but you need more development opportunities that targeted and contributed to the purpose? So often it's have to 50% is about the, oh, I don't have a challenge. But also I see often that it's about that they are, okay, now I clear what's the opportunities missing. It's not a new stretch assignment. It's not that I'm changing a job. It's not I go outside to attend a program or get a certification. But this is how, this is the right opportunity that I do. It could be mentoring, it could be hosting event if they want to develop a certain competency. So it looks different. That's what I will normally work through with my client. To identify and clarify the purpose, and then analysis what's the right opportunity. And then third, finally, if it is really you require a new challenge and exactly what the challenge you are looking for. Is it from the project? Is it from in-person interactions? Is it from networking outside of organization? It's look different. Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, people are very, I mean, we see it in companies, but also outside companies. People are very fast frustrated with what they do, and they want to change the doing. Yeah. And they really miss the why and how. And I think you do a very good job in them to maybe even sometimes prevent people to change, right? I mean, when people come, they want to change the job,
Yes.
they maybe don't see opportunities in the current job, correct?
That's exactly true, especially in organization in the corporate structure. People start every conversation with their senior leadership. Hey, leader, I need a stretch opportunity. I need new challenges. But again, what's missing here is that what I want and I identified what's the right opportunity. I think this is the right challenging opportunity for me. I think that's the conversation, a meaningful conversation, development conversation should happen.
Yeah, I mean that, and that's great, right? That people see a purpose and not just jump jobs or change. And a lot of times, when people just change, they are not more happy than before, right? They just think
That's
the
right.
change itself make them happy, but they don't see the wider picture on that. Yeah,
Yes. So purpose, objective is something that is really critical for every transformation before even start.
And I have to say, from my personal story, I was a long time a project manager in companies, and then I got ambitious. I wanted to be a PMO leader. I wanted to be a director of PMO. I got the vice president of customer experience cross-functionally. And while I, of course, enjoyed career moves into VP and C levels, and I'm happy that I have them in my CV, I honestly miss being a project manager sometimes. I think I was most happy on a mid-management work, I have to say. Yeah, because it was very
I
hands-on. And sometimes the higher you go
uh-huh.
into C level, the more you are stuck in meetings and you delegate tasks. Do you also see that sometimes people are very ambitious to rise because that's the pressure of society that every 2, 3 years we should
Exactly.
rise? But maybe some people which are more hands-on, they're actually more happy in mid-management or in specialist jobs. You see that sometimes?
Oh, it's every time. So you pointed out the keyword of the society and how the external world, the outside of me, the society and the people, maybe the culture of the background, the family, they shape in a way of the what success look like. It is a higher title. It's about who you are in an organization. What's the title? What's the role, the broader role that you are doing? But again, it always happens that I thought if I climbing the ladder higher and higher, it looks great and people recognize me and people look at me as, wow, this is a very successful person and very experienced and expertise leadership. But it's always happened that after I go that role, I realize that I'm not happy as before. The title is bigger. It
The
looks
paycheck is
fancier. It
bigger. The
looks
paycheck
greater.
is
Oh,
bigger.
wow. Definitely.
Yeah. That's why we do it,
Exactly.
right? Not only the title, the paycheck.
But
Sorry.
then the suffering start from there. No, it's perfect. So then the suffering and the stress start to happen. Then I start, people start to lose. Oh my God, I thought this is everything that I wanted. I dream about this. After I had landed this opportunity, I feel everything is miserable. And people fall sick, people fall stressful, the mental well-being, a lot of things that are happening. And that's the moment that people come to look for a coach like me and say that, oh, I feel something is wrong and something is missing, but I don't know because I have been told through my education, from my family, that I always need to be excellent person. I need to be a good student. I need to be in a good company. I need to be a higher role. That's so-called people define success. But I don't know what's wrong. So again, that's actually tagged to what we have just discussed, right? What is the advice about challenging opportunity? So I will bring back to that conversation, very foundation, but most critical thing. What do you really want? What makes you happy? Yes, money can make people's life very convenient and you can buy a lot of things, but it also brings a lot of stress. So the question to everyone have their unique purpose and unique happiness, where it's coming from. I know, Carson, that you like watch the game, and I can see that excitement and happiness from you when you talk about what you love to do. Everyone have their uniqueness in what bring their to happiness, and it's not like you can 100% to it, but what you are doing should align with what makes you truly happy. And like you mentioned, project management, it brings you a lot of happiness, while the vice president level is not really so. So what's possible that we bring, I'm saying that you need to stay in the job that forever, but within your organization, within the reality, there's always a better and better possibility and opportunity to align your purpose and align your paycheck and align the fulfilling life as well. Yeah,
Yeah.
so
What?
that's why I feel nowadays more and more people look for a coach to find that clarity.
Yeah. What I found in my now in my case personally, to have a conclusion here, I'm rather a vice president or a PMO lead in a startup, because in a startup I can be still very hands-on. I think what it was not the title who made me a little bit less hands-on. It was more a very corporate and structured environment. So I see title is still okay, but maybe the environment can also change. So people can switch their careers from corporate to startups, for example. Yeah.
Yes, I love that idea. If I can share one conclusion here, and very important experience is that when people like me, when I am in the my real authentic path, a pathway, I feel everything that I'm doing, every interaction that I make with even new connections, it is such a joyful and delightful experience. So called that you mentioned that the environment I'm in. So the moment I am in the right environment that belong to me and really purposeful to me, everything I'm doing start to bring that joy in every interaction, every work that I'm doing. While oppositely, I my true pathway is not in this way, climb the ladder or do something. And then you put yourself in that environment, then every day, and people talk to me that, Ina, every Sunday, I become very anxious. And I asked why. They said, oh, I am so nervous to go back to workplace. And it seems like they are in the wrong job or in the wrong environment or wrong industry. So that's the experience that people going through are totally different.
Yeah, you see it a lot, right? That some people, especially in corporate world, they are a little bit more outspoken, or they want things more aligned. And then we have very, very rigid department structure where you're even almost not allowed to speak between departments. And that's a type thing. Other people, they love processes, right? I mean, I also respect that. They say, no, I love that everything has an orderly process. That's also good. But it depends a little bit on the type. Yeah. Thank you for the insight.
Exactly.
I think to wrap up, what you said is, first, it's important that as an organization, we help people to transform with the right training, with the right coaching, with the right communication. So as a, we cannot just tell people there's a transformation, jump on it, right? That will frustrate people, right? And then on the personal level, you said very well that people want to know the purpose and why of the transformation so that they are really onboarded
Exactly.
on it. And then when we came to your coaching business, of course, why people want to change career, you help them with clarity. And I think that's very clear, right? Because maybe sometimes we even
Yes.
don't have to change. So you can be also a great coach for companies to prevent changes, maybe. Just kidding. Yeah, but
Exactly.
to hold
Yes.
people, yeah, I think that helps a lot too. So thank you very much for having you on the show. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me here.